What's up, KD Time friends? Welcome back to another episode of KD Time, the sometimes weekly, but mostly timely podcast for each and every podcast fan. I am your host, KD, and on this podcast series, I bring all kinds of topics to the table, from discussing culture, movies, TV shows, music, sports, food, and of course, general nostalgia. Join in the fun, share, and subscribe wherever you are listening. In this episode, I have a wonderful conversation with Tahila Aloni. She gives us a glimpse of her story as we talk on some deep philosophical topics. I learned about what it means to be a homeopath. I learned about what it means to be a homeopath. Have a listen.
Hello there, Tahila, is that pronounced correctly?
That's as close as someone who doesn't speak Hebrew pronounces it. Tahila.
Tahila. Tahila. I do apologize about that. I pride myself on making sure I say the right names for people. So welcome to the show. Welcome to KD Time. I thank you so much for coming on, of course. And I'm so excited to hear your story, to hear a little bit more about you and your journey and how you've gotten to this place in life. So yeah, say hello and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you, KD. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'm Tahila Aloni. I'm a homeopath, the CEO of an access control company, and I'm also an extrasensory business consultant. Mm-hmm. I've been through quite a bit in life, but the way I see it, all the experiences that I've had, starting from, you know, I was the national Israeli judo champion for 7 years running, mm-hmm. and a boot camp instructor in the Israeli army. The way I said, all experience that I have in life, and I think everyone has in their life, they're all there in order for each of us to develop our unique skill set. So my life is basically, you know, everything I've been through, and I've been through quite a bit, as opposed to this place today where I help other people, especially I work especially with women, to connect to themselves, to connect to their strength. Align themselves with abundance and succeed in their business and in their personal life. Because the way I see it, the business, usually, especially small businesses, are a reflection of the owner. And in order for a business to thrive, the owner has to thrive. That's why I have a unique holistic approach to these things.
Very cool. Very cool. So you said you did like judo and you're a homeopath and you work with sensory. How did you get into all of that?
Well, like I said, it's just my life has led me through this path, you know. I just gave a talk a while ago, and I spoke about how each of us, we all have a soul, and our soul has a special, unique mission in life. We have to bring our unique light into this world. And everything that we go through, basically, all the experiences and the challenges are there to help us grow and develop into what we're supposed to be, the people we're supposed to be, right. The vessel which can bring that light into this world. Mm-hmm. So one of the ways that the soul talks to us is through burning desires. So once we have a burning desire for something, like, you know, and each of us has a burning desire for different things. You know, some people can have a burning desire to, you know, work with plants or in, you know, research different things, and my burning, every time I followed my burning desire, And I was willing to do the work because it's not enough to have a burning desire. So when you have a burning desire and you're willing to do your part, you do the you make the effort to grow and develop yourself. That's when the universe helps you and creates the circumstances for you to grow and actually become the person you're supposed to become.
Gotcha. Okay. So, you know, in your introduction, when you first reached out to me, you mentioned that, you were just like, intrigued on how to, on your success of your company and how you became a CEO. So have you done like any TED Talks? Have you gone and did any like panels and stuff to just kind of, branch out and get more support or anything like that?
Isn't I talk all the time. <That's all> I think, you know, I it's really, I think that, you know, the personal connection is very, very important. Mm-hmm. My work is individual, you know, I work with individuals. It's very personalized. However, my message, I bring my message on different platforms, different podcasts, different talks. I also taught homeopathy for many years. And I think that connection, you know, when you, I think it's best, you know, just to look someone in the eye and talk to them. But unfortunately, we have our limits, time being a resource, which is limited and place also. Mm-hmm. So, you know, podcasts are a great way to reach people. And I think that you're doing a great job in sharing your ideas and what you do and providing such a platform.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. So, what exactly is a homeopath? I mean, I did a little bit of Google search, but I feel like I get a better answer from someone who's lived it and does it.
I'm sure. So, homeopathy is a form of a holistic alternative medicine.
Okay.
And it has four principles. The first one is treating the person as a whole, meaning that there are about 5,000 different homeopathic remedies made from all different substances. And when the homeopath comes to treat a person, the classical homeopath, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So you want to match one of those 5,000 remedies to that person. But you want to match them. You want to match it to the person and not to his disease. What does that mean? Each of us is a whole world. We're an entire world. We have our desires, our versions, what we like to eat, what we don't like to eat. Mm-hmm. Our symptoms, we have physical symptoms, we have mental symptoms, we have emotional symptoms. We have things that we, you know, that we enjoy doing, whereas things that we don't enjoy doing. And the homeopath listens to the person's entire story, their entire life story, taking into account all his different symptoms in order to find that one remedy that will help him make a huge change in his life. Because you see, if 10 people come to me and they're all suffering from, say, obesity or ADHD, mm-hmm. each one will get a different remedy because each person is different.
Right.
So that's the principle of treating the person as a whole. Then there's the principle of individualization, which is what I said, meaning each person is an individual and he requires a different remedy. Then the next principle is like cures like, meaning that a certain remedy, a certain homeopathic substance, which can create symptoms in a healthy person, can cure those same symptoms in a sick person.
Mm.
So that's the third principle. And the fourth principle is minimum dose. We always try to give the least amount of homeopathic remedy in order to make a change.
Okay. That's eye-opening. I don't think I've ever met someone who works in that field or works with those kinds of methods. So that's pretty cool. I mean, you know, I feel like with this process of me just kind of like learning about you and learning about other people, I'm learning a lot about what people do. And it's funny because in one of my episodes, I was like, when I was growing up, I was like, I only knew about a certain handful of jobs, you know, like doctor, lawyer kind of thing. I knew about people who are basketball players and stuff like that. So like, just to know that there's so many different jobs out there that aren't like idolized or like, you know, they're not put at the forefront. Like people don't say, oh, you know, you can, they say, oh yeah, you could be whatever you want to be, but it's, there's always like this, there's always like this plethora of jobs that they don't talk about. Like school doesn't talk about being a homeopath. You know what I mean? They don't really talk about being a CEO. They talk about, oh, you could work or you get your degree in whatever field, whatever major you want. And then you could go into being a doctor, a nurse, or a teacher or whatever, you know, like, it's just interesting that I'm finding out more and more about people who are doing jobs that I've never heard about. Like, and now I know that, you know, there's a lot more out there. So that's really awesome. That's what you do. You know, we need more of you, I think, to make sure that we're all being taken care of the right way.
I tell you what, I've been in the field of counseling for 20 plus years. Okay.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed is that almost anyone I speak to, regardless of their background, where they come from and who they are, everyone wants four things. Okay. Mm. They want the same four things.
Mm.
Guess what that is? They all want to be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everyone wants to be loved and appreciated. And then everyone wants money. Almost everyone. And, you know, and putting the truth on the table, every woman above the age of 20 wants to lose weight. So I've noticed that that's what almost everyone wants. Okay. Mm. But the thing is that most people pursue these goals in the wrong way. Okay.
Yeah.
So when it comes to health, you know, people are taking medication that, you know, has side effects and doesn't treat the underlying problem, you know, but creates dependency and doesn't really solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to being loved and appreciated, lots of people, instead of focusing on their self-development and on creating healthier relationships, they are in toxic relationships, and they have this victim mentality where they keep on blaming everyone else except themselves for their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to making money, you know, we have a saying in Hebrew that in Israel, we say that if you work too hard, you don't have time to make money.
Mm.
So most people are focusing, you know, on the daily grind, but they don't, you know, go up and just look at the big picture and think out of the box in order to be smarter about making money.
Yeah.
And when it comes to weight, you know, all those yo-yo diets that people have, like magnets with the, you know, on the fridge with the piece of paper saying what they should eat or what they shouldn't eat. And it just slows down their metabolism, so they might lose weight, but then they put it right up again and they become frustrated and their self-esteem is low because they feel that it's about persevering. And it's not about persevering. It's not about self-discipline. It's weight loss is much more than the, you know, what you eat and what you don't eat. It's much more, there's an underlying problem that needs to be addressed. So that's the thing. Most people focus on those ways in order to reach their goals, which I think is unfortunate, because from what I see, that's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
The opposite way of reaching those results that we want.
Mm. Wow. That's a great point. That's true. I know, like for myself, I'm in my like early 30s. So like I definitely want to lose weight, and I'm not so keen on like wanting to make money all the time. I just know that I need money in order to survive. I need it in order to live and eat and be comfortable, I guess, like just, you know, in a house and all that stuff. So yeah, there's two of those things. Like I know for sure that I focus on. So, you know, what advice would you give someone that wants to pursue a career similar to yours?
Wow, that's a big question. I think, first of all, my career is very unique. I don't I don't know of anyone who does what I do, which is I'm a homeopath and an extrasensory business consultant. So it's like I help businesses using clairvoyant methods. I can influence, you know, I can clean the business energetically and help people align with abundance. So I don't know many, I don't know anyone who actually does what I do. So it's just, I think, and I'm not sure that, you know, it's also suitable for anyone. I think the most important thing is that people have to connect to their souls and to their deeper desires, and then choose the path that's right for them. And every time, you see, when you walk on the path, it's like the universe doesn't show you the entire path. It just shows you the next step. Sure. And in order for you to see the next step, you just have to take that step. So it's just start walking, just put one foot in front of the other and just see where life takes you.
Gotcha. Okay. That's still really good advice, even if it's not for someone that's trying to do something like what you're doing. I just was thinking like, oh, maybe if anyone's listening and they happen to be on that path and it's like, oh, maybe I could do a homeopath and extrasensory. I don't know. Maybe I have. My listeners are from all over the place. So I really don't know what they're doing as a career, to be honest with you. What are the best resources that have helped you along the way?
I'll tell you a story, okay? And because I think this is very important. Okay, there was once this beautiful garden in the old city of Jerusalem, okay? And it was the pride and joy of its owner. It had orange trees and lemon trees and jasmine trees. And everyone who used to walk next to the garden from the outside, they used to stop and just enjoy the lovely fragrances that came out. Mm-hmm. And the flowers are beautiful, and the garden was well. The grass was, you know, well kept, and everything was amazing. Mm-hmm. And the owner used to sit there every day in his garden, enjoying the birds and looking at the bees. And like I said, it was his pride and joy. Mm. And one day he started noticing that, you know, the grass wasn't green anymore, and the trees were, you know, they lost their luster, and the flowers weren't blooming, and there were no more bees and no more birds. You know, the garden started slowly deteriorating, and no matter what he did, he couldn't find a solution. You know, he had experts come in, you know, like a tree expert who started building these supports for the trees so they wouldn't fall over. And he had a bee expert which spread, you know, put bowls of water with sugar in order to try to draw the bees. And he tried to lure the birds back, but nothing really worked. And he was so disappointed, and he was shattered, and he was spending also all this money. And then one day his friend came over with his five-year-old son. And they, you know, were taking a walk in the garden, you know, remembering and reminiscing on how it used to be. Mm-hmm. And suddenly the boy points out to his father and he says, "Father, what's that pipe there? There was a broken pipe."
Yeah.
And they realized that the pipe that was supposed to be watering the garden was broken. Mm. Once they connected that pipe back and the water was flowing to the garden, they didn't need all these experts anymore. Because whatever had to grow, grew. You know, the grass flourished, the flowers bloomed, the trees were back, you know, into action, the birds came, the bees came, because they were connected to the water, they were connected to the source. Mm-hmm. And that's what I do, okay? I help people connect to the source. And once you connect to the source, you're connected, you're aligned with abundance, you're connected to your powers. Mm-hmm. I see that physical and mental and emotional symptoms are cured because you're connected. You don't have to, you don't focus on the symptoms. You don't take a fragmented approach to life. You take a holistic approach to life. So you always focus on the bigger picture. That's the whole idea. Instead of focusing on each problem separately, it's connect yourself. Once you're connected, you know, when you're in the zone and you just think of something and it happens, you know, and everything goes smoothly. And you have all these ideas and you've got your energy right. And that's because you're connected to the source. Mm. And that's what people should be focusing on.
That's smart. That makes sense. Yeah, because it's not just about one certain thing or a few different things. That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a beautiful story too, because, you know, like if you if you take your time to like really suss things out, and then you'll figure it out on your own, it sounded like. So that's good. That's good. I like that. Like, do you want to just tell people where they could find you really quickly, and what your handles are, if you're on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, where your YouTube channel is, like how they, because I'll put all that information in the episode description. But, you know, it'd be good for the folks to hear from you where they can find you and what your websites are.
Thank you. Okay, so I've got my a website called bioforbiz.com. Mm-hmm. It's spelled E-I-O, the number 4, and then B-I-Z.com. That's my website, and you can contact me on that website. I have a YouTube channel, Tehila Aloni. Strudel Tehila _ Aloni. Tehila is spelled T-E-H-I-L-L-A. And Aloni is spelled A-L-O-N-I. And I'm available on LinkedIn. I don't do other social medias, as you know, too much to focus on life. too busy focusing on, you know, helping people and raising my family, that I just, you know, there's just a limit to my time that I can focus on social media.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. Did you guys hear that? I hope you did, because you can find her on LinkedIn, and she has her own website, bioforbiz.com. It's bio, like by the beginning of biology, folks. the number. So one of my last questions for you is, like, if you could step into my shoes, what would you have asked yourself that I didn't ask?
Oh, that's a great question. I think I would ask, what should people focus on in their life? And my answer to this is, I think the most important thing to understand is that whatever you focus on grows. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have to choose very carefully what you focus on. It's just like my daughter, she tells me, I'm scared of, you know, of lions, of animals, or whatever, she, you know, and I'm like, okay, listen, your mind, it's like a torch, it's like a spotlight. You can either focus it on what you're afraid of, or you can choose to focus it on something else. So let's think about what, you know, what you're thankful about, mm-hmm. what makes you happy. So the more you focus on the good things that you're grateful for in life, the mm-hmm. more they grow. If you focus on the negative things, you're giving that power. That will grow.
Mm. Okay. That's good. That's good. And growth is definitely, you know, something that we should all be striving towards, especially since, you know, we're not really meant to be stagnant as a people. We're supposed to keep trying to build and, you know, and do better things for ourselves. And so I think my last question, I guess, which is probably a pretty, it should be an easy enough question. It's just like, do you see yourself doing this for the rest of your life? Like, why or why not? Would you like retire in a few years? Like, what are you thinking? Do you want to do something?
I tell you what, I'll answer that question. And I also want, you know, what you said was very, very clever. You see, we're not meant to be stagnant. Not only that, there's a book by James Allen called As a Man Thinketh. Mm-hmm. And what it says is that we're all gardens, like the story I said, and we all need water, right? Yeah. But the thing is, being gardens, that gardens will always, you know, it's either you work your garden and make sure, you know, you grow the good things, or weeds will grow. You can't be stagnant. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you choose not to grow, you'll have weeds and pests coming into your garden.
Right.
So you have no option not to grow. Okay. That's not an option. You can't really be stagnant. You can think that you'll be stagnant, but it's not that you'll be stagnant. It's just that you're going to give room for negative things. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you can't run away from it. And you really can't really run away from the purpose of your soul, because the system is built that the further you the more you try to run away from the purpose of your soul, the more painful life becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain is there for a reason. It's in order to push you to choose the right choices in light of your soul. Okay, so the universe is not against you, it's for you. It's built this great system in order to ensure that you succeed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as for where I see myself in a few years, I've got no idea. It's just like, I'm following my soul's burning desires. I know the next step, but I don't know what will follow. So I just trust the process, trust the journey, and hopefully, I'm sure good things will happen. It's just a matter of, how it will unfold, what God has in store for me.
Yeah. That's great. That's great. I loved talking with you. You have such an amazing story, such an amazing, outlook on life. And that is, that is something I admire in people, just like, because we were talking about, you can't be stagnant. We're not here forever. So, if we're able to just do what we're meant to do, what our burning desires are to do, then, I think that we'll be better off in the long run. So, I thank you so much for being on KD Time. I really do appreciate you taking the time to speak with me and tell me about you. And I do hope that we could talk more maybe on another episode, and we could talk more about, your work that you do, so that we could, this was like kind of like an intro, like, hey, this is Tahila. Tahila.
Well, that was
good. I'll get it eventually.
Thank you, Katie. It's been a pleasure. And also, I know that, it's very early in the morning and these philosophical, discussions, as soon as you wake up, you have to be in a certain mindset, and you definitely braved it. And you did a good job, keeping up despite the early hours of the morning in your time zone. So I appreciate that, and thank you.
You're welcome. Is there any other things you'd like to mention before we go?
Nothing, really comes to mind. It's just, maybe I can tell you, look, what I see is I've got this program, okay? Mm-hmm. And it's called the Effortless Financial Freedom and Weight Loss Holistic Program for Businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a full money back guarantee.
Okay.
And why is it a full money back guarantee? Because most people, they think holistic medicine, they think alternative, they think, extrasensory, and they're like, that's a load of BS, I'm not going to get results, and, it's going to be entertaining, but I'm not really going to take this seriously.
Yeah.
And that's why, on purpose, I'm offering a money-back guarantee. I'm offering this money-back guarantee because I've seen results, and I'm sure that people will get results. And I think that's the right way. I want it to be completely risk-free for people to actually pursue their highest purpose in life through a holistic approach.
Mm-hmm.
I've made it that way so people don't have any excuses not to pursue their highest self, okay? And that's why I did it. So you can't say, I don't know, let me think about it, I'll just keep on, procrastinating. No, there's just no excuse. You've got nothing to lose. You can only win. Okay?
Okay. Good. Thank you so much. I will check that out myself because I would like to lose a few pounds here or there. thank you again for coming on the show. I really do appreciate it. You have an awesome rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, KD. Sure.
I really enjoyed talking with Tahila and speaking on some topics that I don't normally talk about, nor even think about. I'm looking forward to having her on once again to dive deeper into homeopathy and her life as a mom and a therapist. On the next episode of KD Time, I thought it would be fun to hit my general nostalgic feelings in the face with another TV theme song episode. This time, it's all about TV theme songs from the 90s. 10 years worth of TV themes, yowza. I know for a fact I'm not going to cover everything, mostly because I was literally a kid during that time frame, but I will talk about the more popular ones for sure. So stay tuned by subscribing to the show, and don't forget to share this with your friends. If you like what you hear, let me know on social media at KD Time Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Can't wait to get into the next episode in Living Color. Ha, I don't know if many of you will get that little reference. Oh well, I'll catch you on the next one. Deuces!